Good afternoon, good morning. This is Mark Johnson from Loyalty 360. I want to welcome you to another edition of our Leaders in Customer Loyalty series. In this series, we speak with leading brands about what they are seeing and hearing on the front lines of customer, channel, and brand loyalty. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Anna Malmquist, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for The Melting Pot. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, Anna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. First off, we'd like to start these on a more personal level, to get to know the individual we're speaking with. So we'd love to know a little bit more about yourself, your role at The Melting Pot, and maybe a fun fact, a passion you may have outside of work.
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Anna Malmquist. I'm the CMO for Front Burner Brands, which is a franchisor for Melting Pot. We have about 90 plus locations throughout the U.S. and one in Canada. And my main role here is to drive traffic to our brand and generate awareness to our brand overall. I'm responsible for all the marketing functions within Front Burner Brands, including creative, including digital media, PR, local marketing, things like that, as well as retail. And a fun fact about me is that I am either fluent or speak six languages.
Wow, that's awesome. What are the six languages?
So my first language is Spanish. So my first name can give it away. My last name definitely doesn't, but I'm Cuban. So my first language was Spanish. Obviously spoke English, you know, pretty early on, since I was born and raised in the US. Then studied French and was a French major. Also lived in Italy for a while, lived in Greece for a while. And my husband is Swedish, and therefore I'm dangerous enough in Swedish to understand and get by.
Okay, great. That's a plethora of languages for sure. When you look at your Club Fondue program, can you give us an overview of the program, how the program works, how the members can engage with it, and what the benefits of the program are?
Yeah, so we have over 2 million Club Fondue members to date. And the program is really used for, you know, just providing information in terms of what are the happenings for Melting Pot. And every location also basically you can send out their own emails. So we send out national emails overall to promote any national programs or promotions that we are communicating at the moment. And then every location then also has access to their own locations members, and so which are part of the overall database. And then they can send their own local emails according to what specifics they might have going on in addition to national programs that we're running. It also, you know, we gather all the information that we can, you know, name, email address, and any personal data, and also birth dates. Because then we also, you know, depending on your birthday, we also email you and you can come in and get free chocolate dipped strawberries during your birthday month.
Okay, excellent. I know you recently announced a ultimate 5-course experience. Can you share more about the 5-course meal? We'd love to know a little bit more about that. And also, you know, how did customer feedback play in the decision to create such a unique experience?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that, so we have been undergoing a process and a project for the past year or so to get to know our guests that much better. And we have really robust data when we marry, because we're able to marry our email database, our Club Fondue database. We're able to then marry also our OpenTable reservation system, as well as our Toast POS data. And so when you bring all these three and connect the dots to all of them, we actually got really good understanding of our guest behavior. And then we further actually worked with Spatial AI and SiteZeus, which are partners of ours. And we actually dove in with them to do a deeper understanding of our segmentation. And right. So based on that, we were able to talk to, you know, current guests, which, you know, had that where those three databases really came together. We reached out to those guests, which are current guests, to understand how they use us and how they can use us potentially more. And then we also went out and looked for guests that fit that profile of those high potential guests that we have we went out and find people that fit that profile, but and actually have a melting pot in their town, but they don't use us today. So we now have a better understanding and talk to those people and have a better understanding of what it would take for those people to come and try us for the first time. And so based on that, we ideated and developed programs and promotions to better serve and be relevant and motivating to both current guests to use us more and for, you know, potential guests to try us for the first time. So things that we heard were, for example, more innovation and different occasions. So like I said, you know, we're known for these special occasions, and those are areas that we have to, you know, constantly protect, right? We own those and we want to make sure that we always own those. We also heard from guests that they wanted to use us for romantic occasions beyond just the one time a year, Valentine's Day, and also for more casual occasions that, you know, are, you know, maybe like weekdays or a little, maybe faster, don't have to be these like, you know, big, huge occasions that you have on the calendar, you know, for a long time out. So for the past, let's say 4 years, basically since coming out of COVID, we've been working very hard to develop these more casual occasions and grow these more romantic occasions. And we put programs in place like Thursdate, which was a program specifically to address, you know, this kind of more recurring date night, but also very much for loyal guests, right? That it's definitely a frequency. It's a program that's all about loyalty and to get more frequency out of our, you know, loyal users. And then we also created programs like BFFF, which is Best Fondue Friends Forever, which is again about loyalty, but more of like a friends night out, girls night out kind of thing. And then we also developed some limited time offers that were more, you know, longer term, let's say 4 to 6 week programs specifically to address the time on the calendar. So with the past, you know, 3-4 years developing and growing these kind of newer programs with the Ultimate Five course, to your question, we came back and said we needed to provide some innovation for those more special occasions, because we had let the regular menu and the core menu really drive those, and you're coming in for those occasions, but how can we make those occasions that much more special? And so in understanding from our guests that they were looking for innovation on our menu and knowing that they love coming to us for those special occasions and, you know, would like to use us, you know, more, we gave them a reason to really come back in for some of those occasions. So the Ultimate Five course is just that. Our typical experience is a four course with cheese fondue, salad, entree fondue, and dessert fondue, chocolate fondue. And with the Ultimate Five course, we added a course, which is really an amuse-bouche or a first bite, so to speak. But then we also added things to enhance the overall experience. So when you think about the cheese fondue, we added this idea of double dippers. So instead of just dipping your bread into your cheese and eating it, now you could actually dip it into the cheese and then dip it into something else like bacon bits or everything seasoning or little pickles. So you can dip it in for that much more of an explosion of flavor. And then talking about explosion, we added a new dessert, which we call the chocolate explosion. And this, the brief here to R&D was about, we need like something really wow, something really Instagram worthy, something that people are going to be proud to take a picture of and, you know, share with their friends. And that really, really just explodes on this idea of like the ultimate celebration. And so what that is it's a chocolate fondue, but it's like basically coming out of the pot in that it's a mini bundt cake. And then it's, that bundt cake is filled with cotton candy. And then that cotton candy has like one of those huge like flare candles that, you know, when that goes off, everybody in the restaurant's looking at it. And then you're there recording and taking pictures and posting it and sharing it. And so really that's what the Ultimate Five course was meant to do. It was supposed to be innovation for our loyal guests, to make them come back and offer them just something new and exciting from the melting pot, and also attract new guests that might not have used us or come to us in the past, but, you know, now we're like, wow, this is, you know, this is a really cool new thing from melting pot. So it's just a new modern way of considering us.
Okay. Interesting. So when you look at personalization, it sounds that it's very important to the melting pot. It's definitely very germane to our audience. We have about 140 brands who are members of Loyalty360. Personalization is a topic that we have a discussion around quite often. We get together with brands to talk about it. So it's definitely front of mind. Being able to leverage customer data is very important as well. So when you look at the customer insights and data insights that you have, how do you leverage those to strengthen your personalization efforts?
Yeah, so I mean, we look at personalization a few ways. And one of the ways that we do this, so the segmentation that I referenced before, it's actually pretty dynamic in that it not only helps us identify, these groups of people within Club Fondue, but also within our media targets. And we have been using the segmentation and then using more, relevant messages based on those segments. And then based on location and pricing to customize it. So our media is basically customized to the location, not to the individual, but definitely at the location level, and as well as, pricing tiers are to the are at the location level as well. So what we're trying to do is better understand the different segments, the motivations behind those segments, and then target the communication to those segments within their geography. And some of the things that we're really looking at and that we're testing is trying to find those high value and high frequency guests and feed them into our media platform to kind of continue creating better audiences for targeting. So those are some of the things we're doing. We're also sometimes people come to us and try to make a reservation and they're basically bounced off the site because if you wanted to come in on a Saturday at 7 o'clock and there's no reservation available, it used to say, "Hey, no reservation available." But now we've also tried to recapture some of that demand by if you say you want to make a reservation at 7 o'clock on a Saturday and that's not available, now we've expanded the dates and times available. So let's say the day before and the day after you were trying to come in, now that's a that, now we show you what's available on those times, as well as Saturday the next week, kind of like the airline model, right? So we're using some of the systems that we have in place just to better provide those options based on what you originally wanted, right? So again, that is very personalized because it's based on the exact reservation that you were trying to get, but we're not able to. We're also using experiences more on our reservation platform. So working with OpenTable to, instead of just making a standard reservation, it's now offering you pretty much a menu of different things that you can do and add on to enhance your experience at Melting Pot.
Okay. When you look at data and privacy regulations, it's a growing concern of brands as well. A number of different regulations in California, Virginia, Colorado, and others. How does the Melting Pot, communicate transparency become a steward of the data to foster trust with your customers?
Well, I mean, again, everybody, you have to opt in for everything that you do, obviously. And our team is just very focused on that. We make sure that we always maintain things up to date and that we are not using the data. So, for example, right now we're doing a contest for Leap Day. It's called Leapposal, which is if you can basically win a dinner, an evening experience at the Melting Pot on February 29th for you to propose to your significant other on Leap Day. And if you win, you also get free monthly date nights for a year. In order to enter this contest, you have to submit your love story. Now, to submit the love story, number one, you don't want to, like, if you're going to propose to somebody and it's a secret, you don't want them to know you're proposing, right? So that's kind of like obvious. But then it's also how do we maintain that? So we're very much, we work with our legal counsel and then we just work with the systems that we have to make sure that it's very much, kept versus, we're not letting our PR agency, for instance, it's helping that. We're not letting them help us with the love stories. We're keeping that very much internal because we very much respect the data and privacy of our guests. at all opportunities.
Okay. When you look at emotional loyalty, you know, how does the melting pot imbue and cultivate emotional loyalty with your guests?
I mean, that's our heart and soul, right? I mean, we are there truly for our guests' entire life journey. And that's something that we're trying to understand and get more and more of, because what we've understood from our guests is that, you know, they might have come to us for the first time as a child with their parents and or families for some kind of family occasion. And then we've been part of their bigger moments, right? Be it their like a kid's, you know, own birthday, then eventually when they're out with friends or on a date, we might be their homecoming destination or their prom destination or their, you know, first date. And then when you keep moving along the spectrum, we might be there for their proposal when they got engaged, and then their birthdays, and then their Valentine's days, and then their marriage, and then it becomes their anniversaries. And so that person eventually, you know, starts bringing, you know, their kids, right? And then it's so on and so forth. And so it continues. So we're very much there along that life journey and that emotional journey for them. And that's what they tell us, right? So sometimes you hear them maybe lapse, like, oh, I haven't been there since high school, or I haven't been there since, you know, 10 years ago. And we're trying to understand why. And then we're trying to better understand how we can further connect them, either during those more lapse times, but also like not to get them to lapse at all. And so to maintain that emotional connection all throughout. But it is a very emotional brand. And, you know, when people think about us, when people talk about us, it is these big stages of their life. And so we make sure that we always stay top of mind for those times in their life, so that they're not choosing others when it comes to them. So there we're actually very strong.
Okay, excellent. So when you look at the next big thing for customer loyalty, what do you think that is for the melting pot?
You know, one thing that we are trying to get better at, and we're trying to put plans in place, is more recognition. And I don't necessarily mean an app or, you know, a loyalty program. Our frequency is not, and we ask guests. I mean, when I talked to you about the segmentation work we did and the research that we did, we've asked them, you know, what does that look like to you? And they tell us, you know, look, I don't, because of the type of restaurant that you are and because of how we use you, we're not looking for, you know, we're never going to get enough visits, or we're never going to get enough visits in a certain amount of time to get something. That's how I use Starbucks. That's how I use Chick-fil-A. That's how I use, you know, a punch card at like my local pizza place. That's not how I think of Melting Pot, right? Because it's considered more upscale dining, more polished casual. And so they're not looking like that for that from us, because it's too much effort, right? And they say, oh, by the time I'm ready to use you again, then I need to download the app, or I need to update the app. And then it's just not worth that. But what they do want is like, I would like to be, you know, recognized, right? So we're working through identifying who are those high value, high frequency guests, and how can we find them and reach out to them with, you know, be it advance notice of some kind of promotion that we're doing, or, you know, maybe give them advance access to like the best tables or something like that. They're not looking for big things from us, but just some kind of recognition from us that they feel seen and they feel appreciated and rewarded and, you know, in a commensurate way.
Okay. That's excellent. When you look at other programs from a customer loyalty perspective, are there offerings that you like? Are there brands that you find yourself loyal to? And also, are there elements of that program or that process that you would like to include in the Melting Pot offering?
You know, it's interesting because we've looked competitively within our space, and there aren't that many programs. There, you know, when you look at, you know, some of the more upscale restaurants or even like the steakhouses, they don't really have anything. But again, it is, I think maybe the closest one would have been, and I don't think it's in existence anymore, but like Fleming's, they had the Magnum program, which was, you know, really their, you know, highest value, highest frequency. I think it was actually more value, guests, and rewarding them accordingly. I think that's the one that we probably hold in the highest regard. But when we've taken a look at other competitors, they don't really necessarily have anything. So it feels like we'd actually be, I'm not going to say pioneering, you know, something like that, but it is, you know, in terms of our category, I don't think anybody's necessarily doing a great job. The ones that are doing, you know, the ones that are recognized, like a Starbucks or like a Chick-fil-A, or even if I look at the ones that I use the most, like Starbucks, you know, that doesn't really fit our brand. And so we need to make sure that above all, we're brand appropriate and on equity. And are really not doing it for the sake of, you know, being in vogue or anything. It's just, what are our guests looking for from us? And if it's just that they want to have an amazing night out with, hey, you know, thank you for coming in. Here's a bottle of wine on us. And it's a surprise and delight. I think that would actually go farther.
Excellent. When you look at customer loyalty in general, you know, how can Loyalty 360 help you and your team in your customer loyalty journey, and what resources do you feel you may need?
You know, I think it's just always understanding what best in class looks like, and understanding, you know, what could be applied to what we have. I think, you know, when you're a legacy brand like we are, you know, we have some things that we want to make sure that we keep staying up to date on everything. And so, and more and more connect everything. So the fact that we are able to connect, like I said, you know, email and check data and reservations is huge, right? And so then what else is out there and how else can we do it? Because we're not a huge brand like some of the other ones that have all the resources, both dollars and people to apply to this. So I think it's, you know, what's out there, but then how can it be applied, you know, to potentially smaller brands that have extremely loyal and, to use your words, you know, very emotional connection to its guests.
Absolutely.
Like, I think those ideas, what are the other ideas that then we can, you know, maybe translate into our world?
Okay. Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, great perspective, great feedback. We try to do our best to cover what brands are doing, what's working, what's not working. People have that insight. So hopefully that aligns with some things that you're looking to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So now we have our quick fire questions, which we'd like to limit to one word or short phrase answers. So the first one is, what is your favorite word?
Energy.
Perfect. What's your least favorite word?
Leverage.
Okay. What excites you?
Growth.
And what do you find tiresome?
Process.
What is your favorite fondue?
Alpine.
What profession other than the one that you're currently in now would you like to attempt?
Diplomat.
Who inspired you to become the person that you are today?
My mother.
Excellent. What is a favorite book? Do you have a favorite book recommendation, business book, any book that you recommend to colleagues?
I guess one of my favorite books is The Da Vinci Code.
Okay.
Just because I think, first of all, the author went to my alma mater. I didn't know him. He was a little bit older than me, but I just think it's just brilliant.
Oh, well, okay. Good. Excellent. And the last question is, how do you want to be remembered by your friends and family?
That's a really hard one. That's a big one. That's not a rapid fire question. I don't know. I mean, I would just say, like, just present.
Okay. Awesome. Anna, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. It was great getting to know you a little bit more, and also getting to know, at least be more familiar with some of the things that the Melting Pot is looking at from a customer channel and brand loyalty perspective. And it was great hearing more about your 5-course experience. I'm going to have to check that out.
Please do. I think you'll have fun.
Okay, great.
Bring your phone, bring your camera.
All right, perfect. We'll do that. And thank you, everyone else, for taking the time to listen today. I look forward to having you back on another Leaders in Customer Loyalty series then. And until then, have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.